government of Liberia, under the then leadership of former President Weah, have always been in the interest of peace, in the interest of accountability. But it is quite surprising that this new government under President Boakai has resorted to using the judicial system to further political aims. And why are we saying this? You just told me that these people were order arrested. It will surprise you to note that they were order arrested. And even as we speak, the Ministry of Justice is now going around calling people to convene an emergency grand jury to present evidence to that jury. It is an inverted way of doing things. Why would you arrest somebody without even adducing evidence before the grand jury in keeping with Liberian law? So when President Weah spoke, he condemned this and many other actions by the Boakai government to use the judicial system and violate the laws of our country.
I spoke to Information Minister Pia, and he thinks that President Weah coming out speaking the way he did, that itself is a threat of violence.
Well, you listen to President Weah. He said that he will take actions within the confines of the Constitution of the Republic of Liberia in keeping with the legal process. And he will utilize all of the political means available to him, which are guaranteed also by our Constitution. How is that an urge to violence? You know, it is the violation of Liberian law by the government of Liberia that is causing unrest, insecurity, because where there is no rule of law, there is no peace. Where there is a violation of our constitution, of our legal system for political ends, that is the threat to peace in Liberia, and not President Weah coming out to speak against the ills that have been perpetrated by this government. That's not what causes violence.